So, looking back on the 1983 Chateau Le Croix de Gay Pomerol, 12.5%. I opened it, decanted it. I then opened a HJ Fabre Reservoir d'Eau Cabernet Franc. Remember that the Pomerol was 86% Merlot, 14% Cabernet Franc. HJ Fabre himself comes from Bordeaux, but he's gone over to Mendoza, Argentine, and that wine was a hefty one at 14.5%. And I was really trying to find the definitive wine that would go with Stilton and chocolate cake, particularly chocolate cake. And so I thought, okay, well, let's try more modern wine from 2018. So this was a 5-year-old wine and only showing a bit of really dark bramble on the end of the cork, pretty short cork as well. And I felt that the wine was fantastic, but it didn't have, although it was very full-bodied, it didn't have that sort of lush, total balance bounce about it. But it was very much a connoisseur's single varietal. Very, very nice. An absolute contrast to your more usual Argentine Malbecs. Malbec is a very rounded wine, and most people really, really enjoy Malbec if they haven't tried, anything other than, say, a Shiraz. It's definitely a crowd pleaser, the Argentine Malbecs, and it doesn't really matter which one you buy, they're all very delicious. But this is Cabernet Franc, so not a compromising wine, I felt, and a real connoisseur's single varietal with a great deal of damson tartness. And, really, neither wine was massively suited, but definitely, I mean, they've both got a lot of potential. And so, what's happened now is we're on day 9 after me opening the 40-year-old Pomerol. And the wine is looking utterly incredible. It's a really dark garnet crimson with tinges of orange brown. Looks absolutely delightful. And interestingly enough, I've had it on a top shelf above the kettle for 8 days in the open jug decanter. And what's happened is that the taint is the long 40-year-old cork is wearing off, and I'm getting much more rounded fruit notes. I'm getting some red cherry, some plum, and a tiny bit of red currant, a bit of loganberry, and it's becoming an altogether more delicious wine, much more faithful to its style and how it would have tasted, say, 20 years ago. And it's certainly becoming quite not only drinkable but quite pleasant, in fact. So I'm going to continue to drink that one into the weekend, and I'll do some more notes on it later on, a sort of definitive exploration of how it really turned out, because very few people are going to open a 40-year-old wine. That's a given, because there were very few 40-year-old wines around. And most wine experts say, well, if you've got a red wine open, pop it in the fridge. And I've always said, no, that's bollocks. Don't pop it in the fridge. You can just keep it on the area of a side between your kettle and your oven, and you can keep it there at room temperature for, 10 days is going to be absolutely fine. And that's in the bottle with the cork back on. But in this case, I had it open to the air of the room, and it's really, just replacing the cork taint, because it wasn't corked, it was just showing a great deal of the mildewy, woody cork. That's the problem. But now it's really losing that, and we're beginning to get some amazing nuances opening out. So, what I want to say, and I want you to take from this, is don't believe anything the wine gurus say. You can keep a red wine open, in a decanter even, in your room at room temperature, and it's going to be absolutely fine for at least 10 days, because these wines are, you know, top-notch wines. So, you know, they're not going to go bouffant on you. They're going to open out and you're going to find some incredible notes, you know, way down the line. So if you've got a fantastic wine, you know, anything from, say, 10 years upwards, give it space to breathe. That's really important. An older wine is just like a friendship. You don't want to stamp all over it possessively. Just give it a bit of room to breathe and you will be well rewarded. It's going to surprise you. It's going to be amazing. And yes, keep your wines hanging around at room temperature, for goodness sake. You know, they have got the capacity to last easily at least 10 days. And of course, you might argue, well, you're never going to keep a red wine open for 10 days. But believe me, with this amount of cork taint, you will. And in any case, what's to stop you opening three or four different reds at any one time and drinking them over the space of 10 to 14 days? So, you know, try and broaden out your way of thinking about wine and don't be pigeonholed to the sort of nonsense garbage that you get churned out by the average wine guru, because P&SMO, Leif Waite's number one contributor, tells you it as it is, as it goes. And you know, we're really looking at a great deal of enjoyment from a wine which most people would have just glugged down the sink. Regarding the chocolate cake, obviously I ate the first chocolate cake and now I'm on to the second chocolate cake, and I have to admit that I'm adulterating it, as it were, with vanilla and chocolate custard and some of those hundreds and thousands on the top with a few sugar stars, because you know, life's too short for bad wine. Take your time, you'll be fine. Wine and dine, zzz, recline. So, you know, whatever anyone says, do the opposite. It works throughout life. You're pretty sure to get a damn good result. Okay, so, you know, don't be afraid to go out on a limb, try something new, don't feel blue. Whatever you do, it's just down to you.